One of the things I know is that we all have different possibilities available to us. In the past few years, many people seem to believe that possibilities are evaporating, that they're disappearing, that we have fewer possibilities than we've ever had. But what I found, from my weird perspective, is that possibilities are just getting started. And they're available for any of us who are willing to seek them out. We are far greater than we give ourselves credit for. It's just that nobody has ever actually seen us. Nobody's ever really looked into our eyes, seen the gift of that beautiful creature in there and said, "I see you. I see the gift of you. And I know you may not get it right now. I know you may not believe it right now. But you, my beautiful friend, are a gift. And phenomenal possibilities await." Hence, the Possibility Explorer podcast. My name is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to welcome you to an ADHD adventure of life hacks. Hello, beautiful people. This is Dr. Dane here, the co-founder or co-creator, I guess, of something called Access Consciousness and the Possibility Explorer here with you. And welcome to the inaugural edition of the Possibility Explorer podcast. And it'll also be videos on YouTube. So if you're watching me on YouTube right now, just know this is probably the quietest, most sedate shirt I will ever wear. So if you're not watching, if you're just listening, that may be one you want to check out. So let's talk about why the Possibility Explorer. For the last 20 plus years, I have been a co-creator of something called Access Consciousness, which is a way of changing stuff fast. And, it roughly falls into the category of personal development. But really, it's more about a life exploration, like actually having life hacks, things that actually work in the trenches of life to change things. And then also this sort of energetic exploration of how things can be, you know, and I meet so many people as I travel around the world. By the way, I used to travel about 90% of my life, facilitating workshops all around the world. And since this lovely pandemic started, that has been dynamically decreased, but I still travel. But one thing that I've noticed is there's so many people who have so many things they want to change in their lives. And I, based on my years of experience, look at it and go, well, I know how to change that, but you can't really say that to somebody without sounding like a total superior asshole. And so I was looking at this and one of the things I know is that we all have different possibilities. We're far greater than we give ourselves credit for. It's just nobody's ever actually seen us. Nobody's ever really like looked at us, looked into our eyes, seen the gift of that beautiful creature that's in there, and just was like, "I see you. I see you. I see the gift of you. And I know you may not get it right now. I know you may not believe it right now, but you, my beautiful friend, are a gift and a phenomenal possibility awaits." Hence, the Possibility Explorer. The last 20 years of my life have been about doing this. And I will not give, this is the intro, which is why I'm giving you all this backstory. But I literally was at a place where I was going to end my life if things didn't change 20 plus years ago now. And I actually made a date to end my life. After growing up and experiencing dynamic physical abuse, emotional abuse, invalidation of my being, as so many of us had, even with all of that, I still never gave up hope. And I got to a point back in 2000, I got to a point where I was like, "I'm done. Either my life changes or I'm out of here. Universe, help." I had one session of Access Consciousness. Lasted about an hour and 15 minutes. I went into the session depressed and suicidal, planning to end my life. And I came out of it with a sense of gratitude for being alive, with a sense of joy and a sense of that childlike wonder. You know what I'm talking about? Remember at some point in your life where you had this childlike wonder about what else was possible? Well, I had that most of my life until Here I was in Santa Barbara. I was starting my second chiropractic practice, and I had been unhappy for the better part of 3 years. I had what everybody else thought was a perfect girlfriend, and yet I was dying inside. And I hope you're not at that place, but if you are, this works for that too. But really, after this session, I started, instead of having so much of my energy, so much of my life focused on my problems, I started actually having the enthusiasm of exploring possibilities and looking at things as they were and going, well, what else is possible here? And so your first greatest question, and one of the things I'll be doing is in this realm of life hacks, I'll be giving you several tools as we go on this journey together. And maybe at some point I'll have some conversations with some really cool and interesting people. And in fact, I have no idea what this is going to turn into. This is one of those where I was just excited to start. So here I am starting. And I guess maybe I should be looking in the camera or somewhere near it. But here I am starting. This is the beginning. And let's see where we go from here. But part of what I'll be doing is giving you tools to change things. And one of the first ones I want to start with is this question: what else is possible? And the recognition that asking a question always opens up another doorway of possibilities. And, you know, it's interesting. I've been co-creating Access for the last 20 plus years. And, you know, a lot of people I'll meet and they'll say, well, why would I want to do Access? I'm like, well, do you like waking up happy? Do you like when you're presented with a problem to be able to change it? Do you like actually having fulfilling relationships? Do you like enjoying yourself? Do you like ease? Do you like joy? All of those reasons. Ooh, if you're watching the video, I have my book in the background. I had it there for an interview and it stayed there, and I have a microphone arm covering it right now, but hey. And by the way, if you're following this podcast, you're going to be introduced to something called Dane's Brain, which is, I have ADD, ADHD, OCD, and autism all rolled into one. And I got to tell you, the ADD, ADHD takes over most of the time. And it's like, I just have thousands of bright, shiny things that go through my head all at the same time. And sometimes I go off on those tangents. So please forgive me. But, you know, all in all, it's a wonderful meandering journey. So let's talk about this idea of possibilities for a moment. A lot of people in the last couple of years, especially, are believing that possibilities are evaporating. They're disappearing. We have fewer possibilities than we ever have. But what I found from my personal weird perspective of the world, and I have a very weird perspective of the world, buy me a margarita sometime, or let me make you one and I'll tell you, from my perspective, the possibilities are just getting started. And they're available for any of us who are willing to seek them out. And I know, you know, some of you out there are like, F you don't know what my life is like. Let me tell you how I got to Access so you understand that I understand. I hear you, my brothers. I hear you, my sisters. Okay. Let me just tell you, I understand. So here I was, I literally see, I'm a seeker. I'm one of those people who knows different possibilities should exist. I have been ever since I was a little kid. I mean, I was a little white kid living in the ghetto, and my mom and I were the only white faces you saw for 8 square miles. And here's the interesting thing is what I realized living in the ghetto is it's not the color of our skin. It's not our sex that makes us different. It's not our sexual orientation. It's us as beings that makes us different. Now, what I see is I see our difference as our greatness. Okay. I don't see our difference as a reason to judge each other. I see a difference as, wow, what do you got? Oh my goodness. How can I learn from that? How can I become more aware? How can I become greater by exploring your difference? And how can we become greater together? That pretty much is my point of view about the world. Okay. How do we become greater together? And see, the ADHD is kicking in. I haven't even gone to where I was going to go, and I probably won't until the very end, and I apologize. But one thing does lead to another energetically, and that's the path I need to follow. Otherwise, I won't get anywhere. So, Access consciousness, we have a definition for consciousness, which is where everything and everyone exists, and no one and nothing is judged. Now, what would your life be like if that were the space in which you were living? Imagine if right now all the judgments you had of you just melted and never came back. Imagine all the judgments you have of the world if they melted and never came back. Imagine if all the judgments you have of other people and all the situations in your life and all the shoulds and should nots and what you're doing and not doing and being and blah, 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 blah. What if they all melted and never came back? That is one of the possibilities I see for what we can choose. How do I know that? Because I've facilitated hundreds of thousands of people around the world, two choices exactly like that. And they're actually ongoing. The more they use the tools that we're going to be sharing in this podcast, the more those things become their reality. So that's what I would like to invite you to. Now, if you're one of those people that says, bullshit, by the way, if you're watching the video, let me show you how to say bullshit in sign language, because this could be very helpful someday. Say you're sitting in a family, a family gathering, a business meeting or something, and somebody, and you just know it's time to acknowledge that what's going on here is bullshit. Okay, so if you're watching, it's this, that's the bull, and this is the shit, bullshit. Okay, anyway, so if you're thinking my joyful nature and my sense of possibility and my idiocy to know that everything is changeable and just my general energy is annoying to you, let me tell you, right after 21 years ago, right after I said, dear universe, my life changes or I'm out of here. And I meant it, man. I was done. I thought I was going to get to leave the planet. That's what I thought I was doing. I'm like, here I go. Bye-bye. And I saw an ad for this thing called Access Consciousness that we're talking about. And it said, Access, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. Call Shannon. And I was so angry. I was like, you have no idea. And this was a tiny little classified ad, two lines that I probably wouldn't even be able to read right now because of my eyes. As you age and such, we'll talk about that in another episode and debunk that crap. But I looked at that and I went, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. You have no idea what my life is like. My life is pain, suffering, and gory. So shut up and get out of my face and go away. And I threw the paper away and that it was in. And I was flipping through the paper the following week because it comes out once a week. And the only thing my eyes focused on, get this, kids, the only thing my eyes focused on was this tiny little classified ad that was buried in the back of the friggin' paper. Access, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. Call Shannon. I got angry again. And then I remembered something that I had learned and been told long ago that made sense to me, which was, if there's something in your life and you love it or you hate it, there's something in it for you. You just got to find out what it is. And I was like, oh man. So I called this girl I've never met before, who, by the way, now is a wonderful friend and just a beautiful person in my life. So anyway, I called her and I said, what do you do? And she said, well, probably a good place to start would be with this thing called Access Consciousness Bars. And I said, okay, well, what'll that do for me? I was really, really frustrated at this point. After being unhappy for almost 3 years, I'd finally given up hope. After going to one of those weekend workshops that's supposed to change everything, and by Wednesday of the following week, it doesn't, and the universe caves in on your head again, that's where I was. So I was really cranky. I didn't really want to talk to anybody. And she said, well, at the worst, you'll feel like you had a good massage. At the best, your whole life can change. And in the back of my head, I was like, my whole life better change or I'm killing myself. What do I have to lose? And I'm so friggin' grateful that I made that choice and that I didn't let my resistance stop me. And I went and I had this session of Access Consciousness Bars. And that was where the beginning of it was. I started relaxing and I was like, wow, I don't think I've been relaxed in a long time. And in fact, I knew I hadn't. But it was like this deep relaxation that just sort of went through my whole body. And I was like, wow. And then there was this energy of peace with it. And I was like, oh, so it wasn't just tired, like, oh my God, I'm tired. It was more like, wow, I can finally relax. And then after about 15 or 20 minutes, I started having this joy and I started giggling like a little kid. I was like, hee, ha, ha, hee, ha. And I giggled through the rest of the entire session. And I got up and I remember looking out. I will never forget the view. And it was in my chiropractic office that I hated, by the way. I'll never forget looking up at the clouds and the beautiful blue sky going, wow, has it always been this beautiful here? If it feels like this to be alive, I'm in. This was an hour and 15 minute session. Literally saved my life, literally transformed my life. But what it also made me aware of was that possibilities exist beyond our mind, beyond our cognition, beyond our ability to figure out those possibilities. And that was the journey I began that day without even realizing it. Shortly after that, I met Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, who happened to be Shannon's stepfather. And you know, I was having a session with her one time because what happened was I would trade sessions every week. And I would do chiropractic on her. She would do bars on me. And after a few weeks, I was like, who created this stuff? This is amazing. And she went, oh, my dad. I was like, are you kidding me? Anyway, he and I met when he wanted a session in my chiropractic office because he knew of me through her. And as soon as I saw the man, I'm like, wow, we are going to be friends for life. And so here I am. When I started this Access Consciousness journey, we were in two countries, maybe three. We were in the United States, Australia, and New Zealand. We had, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred people that we were, maybe a couple thousand, several hundred, let's say, that we were connected to. And Gary and I just so enjoyed having conversations in consciousness together and conversations about how to undo limitation and conversations where people were stuck, that we just literally started hanging out together for hours a day, having these amazing conversations. And in so doing, crafting how to undo limitation in people's lives. And so Access started taking off really dynamically. And people started realizing that this was a place that they could change the things in their life they'd always wanted to change that nobody else had an answer for. Nobody else was talking about. And we had many, many people. And at this point, we're in 176 countries around the world. We've got almost 13,000 facilitators of different levels of the work. And more people show up all the time. And it's this beautiful thing where we have hundreds of thousands of the square pegs and the round holes around the world, the weirdos around the world who know that they have a place, who know that they're not wrong, who know that there are other weirdos, and who are just interested in exploring possibilities. So hence the Possibility Explorer was born. Consider that a bit of a long introduction, but if you're going to be listening, I figured, you know, you might want to know who you're talking to. And maybe, just maybe, it might encourage you to recognize that no matter what you think is going on and no matter what you think is impossible to change, maybe everything is actually possible to change. Because let's face it, we start to lose hope when we don't have a sense of possibilities for the future being greater than today. We start to not want to wake up in the morning. We start to get really tired. Our body starts to hurt. And when you look at what's going on in the world right now, seriously? I don't know if you've all seen the movie Idiocracy, but we are living in it, okay? And it is amazing to me to see how many people are so not bright, but how many people are actually extremely intelligent and don't know it, and extremely aware and don't know it. So part of what I'm looking to do on this exploration of possibilities is give those of you who desire something different the tools to actually have it, and the inspiration, and the invitation. And as we go through, I'm going to show you all kinds of ways to change some really simple stuff, tools that you can always have with you. And you'll use it and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it actually worked. Yeah, I was the same way. I was like, I can't believe this stuff actually works, but it keeps working. So I keep doing it and it keeps expanding, meaning something we couldn't change, you know, 6 months ago, we often will be able to change today because we're continuously exploring. We're continuously on the creative edge of this thing called consciousness. Now, there are lots of people who for many years talked about spirituality and were very, very vocal about spirituality being the answer, spirituality being the source. A lot of those people are still having the exact same conversation they were having when they called it spirituality. They've just changed the word to consciousness because they realize that a lot more people are interested in consciousness now. Okay. First tool I gave you was what else is possible, which is pretty much one of my favorite questions ever. Okay. And just ask it, like when you have no idea what to do in a situation, when you have no idea what's going on, when you know, have no idea how to change it, what else is possible here? What else is possible I've never considered? What else is possible beyond this reality that I can't even imagine could exist? A question always opens up another doorway of possibilities, okay? So I'm going to finish up today's episode because I'd like these to be quicker snippets rather than longer snippets. And those of you who are in class with me know I can talk for long snippets. Let's put it this way. I can do a 7-day class morning and afternoon, several hours a day, talking nonstop and giving different information the entire time and never repeating myself. So all I'm saying is, for those of you that know me, the fact that I'm going to keep this short is going to be a miracle, but hey, I'm willing to change also and do my best to, let's just deliver some snippets, something that gives you a sense of, wow, it's cool. I can do this. I got this. And then smack you on your cute little butt and send you on your way into your life. Okay. So, by the way, if you haven't noticed, I do not take myself seriously. Well, nor do I take anybody else seriously, which is frustrating to some people who anally retentively want to be taken very seriously. And I just can't. That doesn't mean I smirk at them. It means I smirk after I see them. When I'm like, wow, that sweet, sweet creature. They're so serious. Oh my goodness. And I found it's really a lot more fun to laugh at our foibles and the foibles of others, not in a mean way, but in a way that just acknowledges, you know what? If you are not a mass murderer, sociopathic asshole on this planet that's at this time with everything we got going on, you're doing a pretty good job. Okay. You're not nearly as effed up as you think you are. I like it. I say F, even though I've used every other cuss word. Anyway, that's one of the other things we'll be going on is Dane's brain often spits out 4-letter words. So if you're not comfortable with that, you should probably move on to another podcast somewhere where they're a lot more reverent than I am. Okay. The idea of, I lost a thought. I know there's something that I missed in there, but anyway, I've said anyway, many times. Anyway, I want to say anyway again. One more time. You want choice. So anyway should be your way. Okay. Forget it. Okay. So this idea of, let's go back to the thing about asking questions. What else is possible that I've never considered? Another great question. What's right about me that I'm not getting? Ask that when you're feeling like you're wrong. Because there's something right about you, my beautiful friend. You're just not seeing it right now. You're just not choosing to look at it. Asking that question can open the door. And realize also that with a lot of the things that we're going to be talking about, a lot of them you'll notice instantaneous change. And what do I mean by change? A lot of us think that change means, the situation is different. I have changed this now. A lot of times, though, change is actually a lightness of energy. Change is actually a shift in how you feel about something, even if it's a tiny shift. Because if we can notice a tiny shift, then we get hope again and we're encouraged to go for the bigger shifts. Okay. So that's basically what you're looking for here. So as I was also saying, one of the tools you want to have is what's true for you makes you feel lighter, a lie for you makes you feel heavier. So if you're listening to this and you get heavy, well, maybe it's not true for you. If you get lighter, it's probably true for you, even if it's something that goes contrary to everything that you thought was real before. And also in that, one of the other things about that is that lightness might seem like you take a breath of fresh air, or maybe like you get tingles or chills or something, or it's kind of like if you've been a deflated balloon and that balloon gets some air in it. Those are just some examples of lightness, and it's different for each of us. And heaviness, a lot of us know what heaviness is. A lot of us have been experiencing or living with a lot of that lately. And, you know, that feels like a contraction rather than a sense of space and ease. So I just wanted to say that, because when you're listening to everything from now on, one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself, one of the greatest tools you can use that is so inherent, once you start to use it, you're like, how did I live my life without this, is what's light makes you, what's light is true, what's heavy is a lie. What's light is true, what's light for you is true for you, what's heavy for you is a lie for you. And it may be different than your point of view may be different than the person sitting next to you. But I'd like you to have that with everything you listen to. Let's say you're watching something online or on TV or whatever, you're listening to somebody, you're listening to a podcast or something, and you start to get heavy, just go somewhere else. Turn the page, change the channel. Go to something that makes you lighter, because the more of that you choose, the lighter and lighter and lighter you're going to get. Please, this is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. If it starts to get heavy, change the channel or hang up the phone, or at least, at the very least, acknowledge it's heavy. It's not actually true for me, because there's always going to be something else possible that is true. Okay. So I want to leave you with that. And the question, what else is possible I've never considered? Ask it for everything. Also, what's right about me I'm not getting, or what's right about the situation I'm not getting. Also, the other one is, how does it get any better than this? You can ask it when something good happens or when something bad happens. It's friggin' phenomenal. And I've already gone over my mandate of being quick and easy to deal with and fast. I'll try to make the next one shorter. Or if you like the length of this, let me know and we'll keep them somewhere around here. But thank you very much for listening to the inaugural session of the Possibility Explorer podcast, or watching if you happen to be on YouTube. Hello, nice to see you. And if you liked it, please like it. Please subscribe. Please let your friends know. And if you hated it, let me know that too. Why not? And I will do my best to have us have an amazing journey of exploring possibilities together. And you can find this at thepossibilityexplorer.com and all the usual suspects where podcasts are sold or delivered for free, because they like you that much. Just so you know, if you're getting all your podcasts for free, it's because whoever is sending them really likes you. Well, my beautiful friends, what if you truly being you, exploring and enjoying the possibilities nobody else sees, are the gift, the change, and the possibility this world requires you are? Thank you for being. Can't wait to be with you next time. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Dane signing off from the back of a fire-breathing dragon, soaring into the unknown. Remember, you have to leap in order to know you have wings.